48 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Friday, 20th day of February. James, your car started. You're here.
Somebody unplugged the headphones in here. I was missing headphones.
Oh, okay. Can
but
you hear me now?
Hello,
Did you hear what started?
The car started.
All right.
It's cold, you know, the whole nine yards.
8 below right now, my friend.
My car's still on.
Your car's still on.
So I left it on outside.
Your car's... Oh, it's you left it running.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it running for another probably half hour.
Are you?
Why not?
Okay. Well, everybody's cars are going. Hey, we want to welcome our new... I want to make a big shout out to Synergy Home Care, as they are the new Sheridan Media KROE Synergy Home Care Studios.
Mm-hmm.
They officially have the naming rights of our studios. So we want to welcome Synergy Home Care to the Sheridan Media Marketing lineup this morning. So welcome. Thanks. And let's take a look at Wyoming history today. James, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It was a cold one in Laramie. It was 1903, the year. The Laramie Republican, there's a paper,
mm-hmm.
says Senator Tom has won. The old soldiers will go to Buffalo. Or rather, to Fort McKinney, where today, home of the present Veterans Home of Wyoming.
Yeah.
In Buffalo. It was the base for the 6th and 9th Cavalry during the Plains Indian Wars.
Yep.
A lot of history in Fort McKinney. Named after Lieutenant J.A. McKinney. He was killed in the Battle of 1876. So, give me a little history over there.
It's also a fort you can reach in the old Oregon Trail game.
Ah, very nice.
Base you can reach and resupply.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Today is Friday. It is Mitch McConnell's birthday. He is 84 today. Sandy Duncan is 80 today, actress. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley, 63.
Okay.
And model Cindy Crawford is 60 today. It was on this date, 1962, while aboard Friendship 7, John Glenn orbited the Earth 3 times in 4 hours and 55 minutes. First American to orbit the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Today is Caregivers Day. Yes, tip of the cap to our caregivers. Ooh, Cherry Pie Day. Doesn't that sound good?
It does sound good.
Cherry pie?
Took a cherry pie.
Little ice cream. Warmed up on there?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Ice cream warmed up on
The pie warmed up. Put some ice cream on.
I was like,
sorry.
What?
Warm up your ice cream.
Defeats the whole purpose.
Clean
Might
out
as
your,
well pour milk on it.
Right. Clean out your bookcase day, James.
Okay.
If you got a bookcase, clean it out. It is handcuff day.
Sure.
All right. Leadership day today. Love your pet day. Should be every day.
Yeah. True.
Muffin. Ooh, that kind of sounds pretty good, too.
You're hungry.
Any of our...
I can tell you're hungry.
You can tell I'm hungry?
Mm-hmm.
It's muffin day today, so any of our Sheridan Media friends that want to bring some muffins, feel free today. It is Northern Hemisphere Hootie Hoo Day.
Okay, sure. Whatever that means.
I'm not quite sure... Northern Hemisphere Hootie Hoo Day.
Yeah,
I think I know.
No
that. I think I've heard of it, but it's not I'm grasping it. You know, senior moment here, just not remembering.
I mean, I don't
what
know
exactly
what
it was. Tartar Sauce Day. Nothing like a good tartar sauce. Hey, fish free. Go check out the Knights of Columbus fish fry tonight and get some great tartar sauce.
True.
There. I'm
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Speaking of, by the way,
yeah.
I forgot to tell you about this yesterday.
Oh, you did?
And
you guys surprised me on something?
No.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's a story.
Okay.
So Wednesday, I guess. Wednesday I went to the dentist, and I had to, this is a story for everybody listening, and it was an embarrassing story for me.
Oh, an embarrassing story.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went to the dentist on Wednesday, and I had to get numbed both the top right part of my face and
right.
then the bottom left part, so it might as well have been my whole face.
Right.
And then afterwards, I went to lunch, and my face was still kind of numb a little bit, and I had a very nice but unlucky encounter with a listener. They were sitting in front of me, and I was talking to the waitress, and they must have recognized my voice. Obviously they recognized my voice because they got up after they were done eating and said, "Hey, are you James? You radio swap job and stuff?" I was like, "Yeah, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Good to meet you." You know, I did the whole thing. Thank you to the listener for recognizing and everything. I didn't realize until afterwards that I had almost certainly been drooling. Almost certainly been drooling because I felt... the other thing is, too, I was drinking hot chocolate, which only makes it worse. Because it was like... it would have popped on my face. It would have been very noticeable that some like brown stuff was leaking out of the corners of my mouth. And I didn't notice it until after it was like reaching the bottom part of my chin. Because that's when I could actually start to feel it. And this was after he had left already. So, shout out to that gentleman.
Shout out to the gentleman that saw James drooling after his dental appointment.
I went to the dentist. That's why I was drooling while you were talking to me. Because I was numb. So, I forgot to tell you about that. That was a very embarrassing moment. And I had to sit there and just be like, you know.
Isn't that the truth,
That encounter could not have come at a worse time.
That was the worst ever. I know, right? When that happens.
Yeah.
Great story, James.
He was very nice, very cordial. I appreciate him listening and everything like that. He's probably listening right now.
Hopefully he's listening so then he knows why you had hot chocolate running down
the
side of your
go
face.
And tell everybody, hey, I met James Tripper. Like, he's kind of a weird guy. He was drooling when I met him. It's because I was numb. I had finished with the dentist. So that happened.
Don't you love when that stuff happens to you?
Yeah.
Or after you're done talking to somebody and you get in your vehicle and you happen to glance in the mirror and you're going, no.
Yeah, afterwards I was like, no way, because I felt it on like my chin.
So you didn't
I looked like an animal.
All right, so there you go. Well, you redeemed yourself, so hopefully your listener's listening.
I hope so.
So James was just at the dental.
Yeah, I just got done at the dentist. That's why it looked like I was drooling. I looked like a four-year-old.
Okay.
The food was good, but it wasn't so good that I was drooling out of my mouth.
Right. Okay. All right, James. There you go. Good story. I like it. Hey, tomorrow, February 21st, he's recovered now. He has full use of his facial muscles. So
I can feel it all.
He can feel it all. 1885, the newly completed Washington Monument was dedicated. 1885.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool structure back in 1885.
Still cool.
I know. Still, yeah.
Not a lot like it.
Yeah. 1948, NASCAR was incorporated.
Okay.
Card reading day. There you go. Get your cards read.
That's, okay.
Probably tarot cards.
Yeah, I was thinking like table cards. That's
card reading.
Don't do that. They'll throw you out.
Card reading day today. Yeah, and Boiled Peanuts Day.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Grain Free Day.
Sure.
Red Sox Day.
Hey. Baseball right around the corner.
I know. Sticky Bun Day.
Okay. Tomorrow. Isn't that just aren't sticky buns just cinnamon rolls? Aren't they essentially the same thing?
I think so. I think it is. Anyway.
You probably just made a lot of people angry.
So let me ask you this, James. This just popped in my head that if you were talking to this gentleman that was a listener, okay, and you were drooling out of the corner of your mouth due to you just come from the dentist. You said you were talking to a waitress prior to that.
Yeah. So I was. Exactly. Yeah. They, out of the kindness of their heart, they probably didn't want to say anything either. But it was worse because the other person recognized you. If I was talking to a waitress, they'd never see me again. You know, they'd never remember who I was. No big deal. But since it's somebody that recognizes my voice and are like, hey, I know this person, I'm going to go tell this person that I met this person. And then it's a whole thing.
I waited on James Timberlake, and he was having a difficult time drinking the hot chocolate.
I'm going to have to go back next week and really, like...
You got to go back.
Put on a whole show.
You got to go back and put on a show.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Okay. There you go. All right. Hey, James, it's Be Humble Day on Sunday.
Oh, nothing will humble you more than that.
That's exactly right. That just ties in nicely, doesn't it? Oh, Cook a Sweet Potato Day. No, thanks.
Pass on that as well.
Yeah, pass on that one. Supermarket employee. Somebody asked me the other day, does James eat anything?
Yeah, I know. I've gotten that a couple times as well. I like certain things, but I'm just, you know.
So
a little picky.
So you are a picky eater, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am. No shame. Well, there's probably shame in it, but, you know, it's whatever.
All right. Well, you like hot chocolate.
I do. I enjoy it. Almost too much, according to probably the people looking.
Almost too much, according to a listener.
Yeah.
You were liking your hot chocolate.
He couldn't keep it in his mouth. He was so excited.
So you like the you like the hot chocolate, and so did you recognize the waitress that waited on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could go back in and find out who it was.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I will.
So you could go back in and say, "Hey."
Yes. I'll say, "Hey, Felicity." That was her name, Felicity. I was numb. All right. It may have looked like I was drooling. I was not drooling. I was drooling, but I didn't realize it was drooling.
But not for the reasons.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. Okay. All right. James, we're going to end it right there.
Yeah. Good way to end it.
8 o'clock. Drooling James has got Swap Shop next hour.
Drooling James. Sorry.
He's not going to do it, though. He won't be drooling next hour. But Felicity, he'll be back next week, and he'll be all clean and tidy for you, okay? Have a good weekend, everyone. 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.